Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, April 24th. After a red opening of the day this morning and not a whole lot of change in the fundamental news, it appears that money flow, especially in the wheat contract, was the main driver for a move higher in corn, wheat, and soybeans. So let's first take a look at wheat. We've got July Chicago finishing up 9 3/4 cents at 484 1/4. That was 16.5 cents off of the lows. We traded down below the 200-day moving average there. There was not a whole lot of follow-through underneath that level. Funds may have turned around, decided it was time to cover some shorts there, and we rallied back up and got just underneath the 200-day moving average, which comes in at 486, to settle at 484 1/4. Taking a look at Kansas City, July finished up 9 1/4 cents at 512. That was 15.5 cents off of the lows. The low of the day was just above the 200-day moving average at 496. Probably the inability to get through there also spurred some short covering in sympathy with that Chicago contract. Still some rain forecast for the plains, favoring the southeastern, you know, that was maybe priced into the market here. And as I said, maybe just some nervous funds deciding to take advantage of lower prices when they didn't see the follow through below those averages. Minneapolis wheat finished up 3 3/4 cents at 598 3/4. That's up about 7.5 cents off the lows, but still kind of surprising there with the slow planting progress in the spring wheat that this stuff wasn't a bit higher. The rally in the wheat was able to buoy the corn a bit as well. So we had Chicago July corn finish up 2.5 cents at $3.90 a bushel. That was 4 cents off the lows. And the December contract finished up 2 1/4 cents at 406.5. That was 3 3/4 cents off of the lows. Not a whole lot of other news there in the corn. There are stories now that some of the Chinese importers, which had been looking to buy that sorghum, those ships which had been kind of turned around, are going to see if they can get the Chinese government to only impose those anti-dumping exorbitant tariffs on shipments that went out after the announcement of those tariffs. But some of that sorghum was diverted over to Saudi Arabia, sold at a discount, and the rest of those cargoes kind of are in limbo at this point. So, again, we had a decent finish here. If you take a look at the soybeans, July finished up 1 3/4 cents at $10.34 a bushel. That's 6 1/4 cents off the lows. November finished up a half cent at 10.28 3/4. That's 3 3/4 cents off the lows. Beans pretty much finishing right in the middle of about a 10-cent range there across the board. Not a whole lot of news there. We did have a USDA sale announcement, first one in almost 2 weeks, 130,000 tons of beans to Argentina. We had the dollar stronger earlier in the day, which wasn't helping. We had a high of 90.85, and that settled much lower there at 90.53, so it went from a bit higher to down 16 points. Crude oil weaker, about a buck and a half off the highs. We traded as high as 69.38, finished at 67.80, down 84 cents a barrel. And stock market not helping anybody today here. We have the Dow down about 480 points right now. It was down over 600 points earlier in the day. This on some on a tougher rhetoric regarding Iran and North Korea from Trump. Also some disappointing earnings, and also the bond market moving lower and interest rates moving a bit higher, providing maybe a bit of an alternative to the stock market. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.